我们感谢我们赞美你，你存在的时刻是何等的美好。当你引导我们进入真理的时候，我们所有的生命就丰盛起来。就求求你借助你自身的真道来建立我们的信心，建立我们的盼望，建立我们的爱心，使我们在你的面前可以长大成人，满有耶稣基督的身量。所给我们在基督的恩惠从知识上都有长进，使我们今天的聚会在这短短的时间里面不是突然度过这一段你所给我们的时候，我们感谢你，求求你赐福讲的翻译的同感一领，把你的真理传讲的清楚，叫我们中间每一个人空空的来，空空的回去。求求你捆绑撒旦，你奉在人间离开我们，求你打开我们的心，正如我们已经打开你的话。求求你自己的道在我们灵里面做工，求求你的话就是灵，就是生命，奉耶稣基督的圣名求你，阿门。请坐。
一切万物以后
When God has created all things，
他就创造了人。
Then he created man。
在这个次序的先后给我们看见
人
是比万物更高级的。
In this sequence we know that man is above everything。
人比一切更高并不是进化的结果，而是神预定的美意。
That let us create man in our image，
这个多数的形式把上帝的三位一体将我们显明出来。
This plural form of we signifies the trinity of our God。
这个我们是三个位格之间的一个 discussion。
This we means a discussion between the three members of a trinity。
所以这个创造呢就有一个交通的关系在里面。
And this creation has a relationship of fellowship。
就是圣父、圣子、圣灵之间有一个交通。
It's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit。
这个交通是 between person and person， 是个别或者位格之间的交通。
This relationship, this fellowship is between person and person。
那么当你造人的时候也要人与他有 person to person 的交通。
Therefore when God created man, he too wants to have a personal relationship with man。
我可以说我喜欢我的杠铃，但是呢我的杠铃不喜欢我。
I can say I love my pen, but the pen cannot love me in return。
I don't love, I like 有很大的分别。那么呢，当我说我爱我的妻子的时候，她爱我，那就是个生命的交通了。
Therefore, when I say I love my wife and my wife loves me, then there is a relationship of life and living。
那你说我们要照着我们的形象，从样子来造人。
God says, let us make man in our image。
这样人与物之间有个很大的差距。
Therefore, man is very different from all the other creatures.
上帝造物是为了人。
When God created the other creatures, it is for man.
但是人不是为物而造的。
But man is not created for the other creatures.
所以物是为人。
Creatures is for man.
人不是为物。
But man is not for the creatures.
当一个人认为他的生活是为了某一些物色的时候，他就走了一条颠倒的道路。
When man is living on some physical things, then there's an upset in his life.
所以违背了上帝造人的旨意。
This upset the order and the purpose of God.
那么上帝借着他的能力创造万物，是不是一件很理的事情？
When God created man with his power, this is something that's logical.
这是非常合理的事情。
It's something that's very logical.
我们从E等于 MC 平方可以做一个证明。
Let's look at E equals MC squared.
So E 就是 energy. The energy is nature. 那么这个 C 呢就是 speed of light. 那么这样呢我们看见有一个相替之间的交换能力与物质之间的关系。
When we look at this formula, we realize the relationship between energy and mass.
上帝呢借助他的能产生了物质，这个叫做创造。
God uses his power to create a man. This is his power creation.
所以能变成物质是完全合理的事情。
So when man becomes physical, this is only
能不是 man. Energy transform into material.
When energy becomes transformed into something that's material is something that's very logical.
那上帝呢把能造成物质，乃是要人把物质化成能。
When man created use energy to create material, it is His purpose that He uses that material to create energy.
神创造人利用。
So God creates man utilize.
我们今天的整个世界的问题是能力的问题。The problem, the crisis of energy. 就我们怎么样能够把这个能力用出来。
Our whole problem today in mankind is how we use this energy.
我懂得科学没有你们这么多，你们都是科学家。
I do not understand science as much extent as you.
我请问，人可以把上帝所创造的物质化成能力来用，以后呢，原子弹爆炸了以后，人能不能把所爆炸的力量归纳起来，变成能力？
Man can use the material things, the material mass, and transform it into energy. But can man, like after the atom bomb is exploded, can he use that energy and recreate mass?
这是不能的事情。
This is something that is not possible.
上帝造了我们
，Therefore, when God created us,
把万物给我们来用
，He gives all things for us to use.
但是人之所以高过万物，乃是因为他有上帝的形象。
But the fact that man is above all things is that he has the image of God.
圣经说呢，在上帝的形象同样式里面创造我们。
It is said in the scripture that God created man in image of God.
Image and likeness.
Image and likeness.
那么如果你注意旧约的圣经里面呢，就常常提形象，很少提样式。
The Bible in the Old Testament especially refers to the image, but very seldomly it refers to likeness.
那后来呢，在第27节正在创造的时候，就不再提样式，只有提形象。
But after especially in verse 27, he does not mention about likeness, he only mentioned about image.
那么样式也有提过。
He also talks about likeness.
在第五章。
In chapter 5.
以后呢就又很早提了。
But after that, the Old Testament does not refer to it.
到新约的时候，主耶稣说，你们要效法我的样式。
Until the New Testament time, when he says, you must follow my likeness.
所以呢，我们有神的形象，是一个特别的身份。我们要有耶稣基督的样式，是我们生活的目标。
Therefore, when we have the image of God, this is our privilege. And if we have the likeness of God, this is our path in our Christian life.
那么这个 image 形象到底什么意思呢？
What do we mean by image?
我们小的时候读这个圣经，以为人既然像上帝，那么上帝一定像人。
When we are young, we read the scripture and say, if we are like God, then God must be like us.
这样我们之间有向来向去的那个事情。
Then we are like each other.
你像我，我就像你。
I'm like you, you are like me.
其实呢，这个像是不能够找回来的。
But this kind of image cannot be reversed.
所以呢，我能像你，你不一定像我。
I can be like you, but you doesn't necessarily have to be like me.
这个像与被像中间有一个 original， 同一个 copy。
Because that which is like and that which is likened to has a copy and a master relationship.
那么你们知道 originality 同这个 copy 相差的价格太多了。
That which is original and that which is a copy has a very great difference in value.
我们照着上帝的形象造的。
We are made in the image of God.
我们只能说我们应当像上帝，不能说上帝像我们。
We can only say we are like God, but we cannot say that God is like us.
如果你对一个孩子说你很像你的爸爸。
If you say your child, you are very like your father.
他一定很高兴。
He's very happy.
但是你对爸爸说，你像你的孩子。
But if you tell the father, say you are very much like a child.
怎么我可以像我的孩子？他还没有生我先，有什么像他的？
How can I be like my child?
所以这个不能够 reverse.
That cannot be a reverse.
人应当像上帝。
Man should be like God.
这个我讲，这个次序要弄清楚。
The sequence and order has been made clear.
所有宗教失败在哪里？失败的人要创造一个像人的上帝。
Where is the failure of all religion? And that is in the fact that man want to create a God that is like God.
圣经说，人是照上帝的形象造的，但是宗教里面。上帝是造人的形象造。
The Bible tells us that man is created in the image of God, but all religions tell us that.
No, not religion tell us. In the religion, human being want to
make or to create a God according to human image， 照着我们的形象去造人。
Right.
那么这个形象呢，到底什么意思呢？
What does this image mean？
我们做一个很简单的解释。
Let's make a very simple explanation。
比如说，我们今天看见一个人。
For example, I see a person today.
我现在对他有一个印象。
I have an impression of that person。
这个人贵姓啊？
What's your name？
啊，我问你，我拿那个 reverse， 我问你，不是你问我。你叫什么
？What's your name？
What is your name？ 啊？你 forget his
name？ Simon Lee。
啊 ，Simon Lee。啊，我有一个印象 ，Simon Lee 这个人呢，皮肤很白，人很年轻，看样子很谦卑，那么大概是好人。现在我不但有他原来的形象，我里面有一个印象，所以呢，形象、印象、本相、形象、印象。
First of all, if you ask a person what his name is, and you may tell his name, and from his way of telling him his name, you may recognize him, then you have an impression in your mind.
我现在把这个形象画出来了，比如说
，For example, this person.
现在我画一个人了。
Then there's a man here.
那么这个有本相、印象、画像。
There's an actual image, then there's an impression, then there's an expression.
那么这个画像像不像？那你自己去考虑像不像。
This expression, whether it's like the image, it's your consideration.
但是我就是要把那个原来的形象呢，把它画出来。
But I must try and copy of that which was the original in image.
如果我画得好，你只能说这个呢像他，你不能说他像这个。
If I can draw well, I can only say that this picture is like him, but I cannot say that the person is like the picture.
这个问题就来了。
There is where the problem comes.
他们很不公平，给我不公平。那么。我讲到哪？他连咳嗽都像我。我不能说呢，他像这个。
I cannot say that I am like that picture.
因为这是一张纸。
But this is just a picture.
这是平面的。
This is only one dimension. I am three dimensional.
这个是死的。
This is dead.
他是活的。
But I'm living.
这个是用手画出来的。
This is written by hand.
这个是他父母亲生下来的。
I was born by my parents.
就完全不同的。
This is completely different.
但那个有像的地方
，but the likeness，
那个本身呢，虽然根据物质，但是那个像的本身是超物质。According 这个根据物质 ，based on the materials，
the likeness is based on material things， on the material。
但是呢，它是形象的本身有超物质的部分。
But the actual likeness is beyond the material thing,
supramaterial. 那么神与人之间关系也是这样。
Therefore, the relationship between man and God is the same.
上帝是创造者，人是被造者。
God is the creator, man is the created.
所以呢，人被造与创造之间的距离是无限的。
Therefore, the gap between the creator and the created is something that's infinite.
我不知道你们喜欢不喜欢音乐。
I don't know whether you like music or not.
我举一个例子。
I give you an example.
这里两个唱片。
There are two records.
都是 Columbia 公司出的。
They are all produced by Columbia.
两个都是这个 New York Philharmonic Orchestra.
Both are from the New York Philharmonic Orchestra.
两片都是 Leonard Bernstein 指挥的。
Both are Leonard Bernstein's work.
两片都是黑色。
Both are black.
两片都是 Michael Groves。
Both are Michael Groves.
都是33转半的。
Both are 33 and a one third.
一样 long play
per minute.
那么这两个唱片。
These two records.
一个呢是 Mozart 的音乐。
One is Mozart.
一个呢是 Beethoven 的音乐。
The other one is Beethoven.
那么我不知道你对音乐有兴趣到什么地步。
I don't know how you enjoy music.
我感到 Mozart 最雄壮的时候好像一只羊。
I feel that when Mozart is in his fierce state, he is just like a goat.
还是非常柔和的
，very tame，
不是 goat， 应该说 lamb。
lamb 。
那么贝多芬在最柔和的时候，还像一只老虎。
But when Beethoven is at his softer, he's like a tiger.
当你看见猫，听见猫在音乐的时候，你感到那个非常 lyric, 非常柔美，非常甜蜜的滋味在里面。
When you listen to Mozart, you know the sweetness, the lyric behind it.
那你听贝多芬的时候，你看见有那个生命的力量，意志的奋斗，那个 struggle 在里面。
But when you see when you hear Beethoven, there is strength and there is vigor in it. There's life.
我不能说这个比那个好，或者那个比这个好。
We cannot say that Mozart is better than Beethoven or the vice versa.
但是呢，我可以告诉你，两个给我们有个不同的印象。
But I can tell that both of them give us a different impression.
从外表来看，两个唱片形象是一样样。
From the exterior, both of the things are the same.
但你懂音乐的人，你从里面发现两个人的生命形象是不一样。
But when you have you know music, then you know that they are different.
因为他们不一样的，所以给我们的印象也是不一样的。
Therefore, because they are different, then the image and the impression on my mind is different.
那么这种形象叫做他们生命的形象，他们性格的形象，那是看不见的形象。
The impressions and the likeness within the body, something that is invisible.
So in the music, not in the body. So the image of impression.Out of their character. 那么给我们看的这个东西，听的东西是超过物质的。我继续下去。那么这个呢，有性格的形象。
This has the characteristic likeness.
还有呢，声音的形象。
Then there is the likeness of sound.
你今天躺在那里睡觉。
You are lying down there.
楼下有一个人。
There's someone stepping on the ground.
你说这样的声音，大概是 David.
Then you hear this sound. This must be David.
过不久。是个懒惰鬼。
After a while, someone is stepping. This is a lazy guy.
这个一定是某一个人。
This must be that person.
那么你没有看见他。
You may not have seen him.
但你从他的声音就 associate 到他的性格，从他的性格找出一个形象出来。
But from the sound, you can associate to that character, and from that character, you associate to that person.
这样，我们得到一个结论：形象不一定是建立在物质的基础上。
Therefore, our conclusion is that image is not necessary built on material things.
上帝说我按照我的形象创造了人。
God says we created man in our own image.
上帝不是物质的形象。
But God is not the image of material things.
我们不能够以物质为基础来定上帝应当像什么。
Therefore, we cannot use material things to determine God.
上帝看不见的，他才是上帝。
If God is invisible, then He is really God.
如果上帝看得见的，他就不是上帝。
If God can be seen, then He is not God.
感谢上帝，因为他看不见。
We have to thank God because He is invisible.
这是我们信仰一个很恨逻辑的一件事情。
This is something that is very logical in our faith.
如果上帝创造了物质，
If God created material things,
上帝本身就不可能是物质。
Then God Himself cannot be material.
如果上帝不是物质，
if God is not material things,
相信一位看不见的上帝是非常合理的事情。
Then to believe in a God that is invisible and immaterial is something that is very logical.
这样我们就得到一个结论：神照着自己的形象造人，我们应当有超物质的那个形象，才能像上帝。
Then if God created us with His image.Then we must have something that is supra-material to be like God.
那么上帝是怎么样的一位上帝呢？
Then how is God like?
怎么解释什么叫做上帝的形象呢？
How do we explain the image of God?
我有的人以为呢，这个上帝三位一体，所以人有灵魂体也就三位一体。
There are people who say God has is three in one, then man has the soul, the spirit, and the body, then he is also three in one.
这是乱解释一场。
That is not correct.
我们应当好好思想神的本性和神的形象是怎么样的。
Let's consider what is the character of God.
今天我们要思想七样的事情。
Today we have to consider seven things.
第一样的事情。
The first thing.
上帝是灵。
God is a spirit.
上帝是灵。
God is a spirit.
所以上帝造人的时候。
So when God created man,
就把人造成有灵的一个位格，有灵的活人。
Then he gave him a living soul.
人之所以为人，因为人有 spiritual portion, 有属灵的那个部分。
Man is man because he has the spiritual portion within him.
这个灵使我们像上帝。
This spirit makes us like God.
这个灵使我们的位格超过一切被造之物。
This spirit gives us the characteristics of being supramaterial.
我们有灵性。
We have spiritual being.
我们有灵魂。
We have a soul.
我们有灵感。
We have emotion.
我们中国人说的人是万物之灵。
The Chinese says that man is
the spirit of all beings.
The spirit of all beings.
我们是比一切的万物更高的，因为我们有灵。
We are above all things because we have the spirit.
灵不是物质。
Spirit is not material.
灵是超过物质的。
Spirit is supramaterial.
今天整个世界道德同这个社会的败坏，因为没有灵与物质之间的平衡。
The deterioration and corruption in our society is because there is not a balance between the physical things and the spirit of God.
因为我们不像上帝，我们像动物。
Today we are not like God, we are like animals.
今天我们看见多少科学发展的国家，有多少大有学问的人，他们的生活不像上帝，像牲畜一样。
Today we look at the technically advanced countries.You know that they are not like God, but they are like animals.
有许多的人，他们不把自己当作像上帝来看待自己，他们把自己的生活降低到动物的世界里面去。
Many people do not look upon themselves as being created in the image of God, but they look upon themselves as being like the animals.
上帝是灵。
God is the spirit.
人是照着上帝的形象造的。
And a man is made in the image of God.
所以人是有灵的活人。
Therefore, man is a living soul.
我盼望我们今天这篇道理讲完了以后，你对你自己有很清楚的认识。
I hope that at the end of this sermon, you have a clear understanding of yourself.
一个人不认识自己的 identity, 他就不能有遵循他的 responsibility.
If a person cannot understand his identity, then he cannot respect his own responsibility.
整个世界最大的问题就是 human beings are seeking the universal identity of human being in the universe.
The problem today in the society is that they are seeking their own identity.
人是宇宙的浪子。
Man is like the prodigal son of the universe.
我们不知道我们的身份在哪里。
We do not know our identity.
让我们今天回到主的面前来。
Let's come back to God today.
上帝说，你是造作上帝的形象造。
God says that you are created in the image of God.
上帝是灵。
God is a spirit.
你是有灵的活人。
Then you are a living soul.
这是第一样。
This is the first thing.
第二样。
Number two,
上帝是圣洁的。
God is holy.
所以呢，上帝造人的时候，把人造成有良心的人。
So that when God created man, he gave him a conscience.
我们有良心。
We have a conscience.
良心这个字，希伯来文是 synenthesis， 希腊文 conscientia， 意思就是说 the co-knower with us， 与我们同知的那一位。就是说是同知的，所以你知道，我也知道。
The word conscience in Greek and in Hebrew give us the sense that this is a mutual understanding.
我与你一同知道。
You and I understand together.
你不要以为你犯罪没有人知道，我知道。
Don't think that because you sin, no one knows. I know.
一个人偷偷犯罪的时候，他常常看有没有人知道。他看外面没有看里面，里面说我知道。
When a person sins, he looks around and see if there's anyone who knows. But actually, he himself is conscience knows.
今天许多人不是有良心，他有狼心。
Today, a lot of people do not have conscience. They have the heart of a wolf.
Oh, wolf's heart.良心也是良，不过加上动物的良心就变成狼心了。
The word conscience in Chinese is very nice. It shows that if you have an animal characteristic, then you do not have the conscience.
你听见多少人说我是凭良心做事？你问他你凭什么良心？
if a person asks you, he has conscience. Ask him, does he have a conscience, clear conscience, or does he have an animal conscience?
有一个宣教士到非洲去传道。
There's a person who went to the missionary to Africa.
后来有一个酋长，他要信耶稣了。
Then there's a person who wants to be a Christian.
一个酋长，就是 chief of the tribe.
He's a tribal chief.
那么他说我要信耶稣了。
He wants to be a Christian.
这个传道人说你要受洗不行了，你妻子太多了。
He said that if you want to be baptized, it's not possible because you have too many wives.
他说要多少才可以？
Then he said.How many will be acceptable?
你有十八个妻子。
You have 18 wives.
他说十八个妻子不对，那么几个才对。
You have 18 wives. How many is enough? How many is right?
记住了，一个妻子的。
Then he said, Christian has just one.
好，
你这 OK，
你不给我四级就算了。
You do not baptize me, then it's OK。
过三个月，很多人去四级，他再去。三个月以后，他第二次四级，他再去。
About 3 months after the when he had the second baptism, he went again。
他说我现在要四级了，受洗了。
Now I want to be baptized。
我凭良心告诉你说诚实话，我现在只有一个妻。
He said, according to my conscience, I speak the truth. I have just one wife.
我不说谎。
I am not lying.
心受文化的影响。
But conscience is influenced by civilization.
良心受教育的影响。
Conscience is affected by education.
良心受这个道德观念、文化传统的影响。
This conscience is affected by traditional moral concepts.
今天我们要回到圣灵所感动的良心，耶稣的宝血所坚定的良心，我们才会得回神的形象。
Today we have to come back to the spirit that is clean by God, that is created by God. Then only you can see the spirit of God.
神不但是圣洁的，神是永恒的。
God is not only holy, He is also everlasting.
因为上帝是永永远远的，所以上帝也把永远的本性 ，the nature of eternity， 放在人的里面。
God is eternal, therefore he put his eternal characteristic in the man's life.
人有永远的本质。
Man has eternal quality.
因为人有永远的本质。
And this eternal quality.
因为人会盼望永永远远的事情。
That's why man can hope for eternal things.
一个人年轻的时候，失恋的时候，很盼望快快死掉。
Then when a person lost his lovers, then he becomes he wants to die quickly.
快快死掉好了。
He wants to die immediately.
我说没有意思。
He said life is meaningless.
后来等到他真的要死的时候，他感到死了也没有意思。
He said that, but when he really comes to his death, he realized that death really is meaningless also.
越老就越盼望老下去。
So that when he becomes older, he wants to maintain his life longer.
而且他盼望他能够建立一些功劳，是永永远远受人纪念的。
Then he wants to create something in the life of mankind and society so that he will be remembered forever.
为什么我们有着永恒的观念呢？
Why do we have this eternal concept within us?
为什么我们有永远的盼望呢？
Why do we have this eternal hope?
为什么我们要建立永远的功劳呢？
Why do we have to do eternal work?
因为我们里面有永恒的本质。
Because we have this eternal quality within us.
如果没有这个 nature, 就没有那一种的这个盼望出来了。
If we do not have this nature within us, then we would not have this hope.
所以一个人到最神、最最严肃的时刻，思想他存在的时候，他不能不问自己，我死了到哪里去？
Therefore, a man in his most solemn moment will consider what his existence is for.
上帝的永恒是没有开始、没有结束的永恒。
The everlasting quality of God has no beginning and no end.
人的永恒是有开始、没有结束的永恒。
The everlasting, the eternity of man has a beginning and has an end.
No.With beginning, without ending.
Has a beginning, but with no ending.
Without beginning and without ending, it's God.那么上帝的永恒是创造者的永恒。
The eternity of God is the eternity of creation.
人的永恒是被造的永恒。
The eternity of man is the created eternity.
我们是上帝的形象所创造的。
We are made in the image of God.
所以我们有永恒的本质。
Therefore we have this eternal quality and nature.
第四样，
The fourth thing.
我们按照上帝形象造的，上帝是主。
We are made in the image of God, and God is our master, our Lord.
所以呢，人被造的时候就有自由在我们里面。
So that when man created, when man was created, then he has freedom within him.
今天我要把这个自由同自主把它做一点点的分别。
Today we have to distinguish between freedom and liberty,
sovereignty.
Sovereignty.
上帝把自由给人，他没有把他的 sovereignty 给人。
God gave freedom to man, but he did not give man his sovereignty.
所以人呢，如果没有把他的自由交回顺服在神的自主之下，他的自由一定是假的。
So if man do not bring his problem, freedom and give it back to God, then his freedom is not real freedom.
If you never surrender your freedom before the sovereignty of God, you have never had true freedom.这是耶稣基督说，所有犯罪的人就是罪的奴仆。
So that's why Jesus Christ said, all those who sin become a slave to sin.
我们今天所决定的事情 真的是我们以我们的自由所决定的吗？
The things that we decide today are we deciding for the freedom that we have?
在宇宙的中间有两个很大的力量在那里，这个主动在那里的影响我们人。
In this universe there are two major forces that influence our lives.
我不能说人完全不自由。
I cannot say that man is completely without freedom.
如果人是完全不自由的话，人不必负责任。
If man is completely free, then he has